We are up and recording. All right, so Jamie, just for the record, will you please state your name and your title with your organization?
I'm Jamie Gold-Naylor from Missouri Valley Community Action Agency, and I'm the Resource Development Manager.
And Jamie, we're talking about the Socket to Poverty event that's coming up. What can you tell us about it?
Well, it's really a unique experience and event, and we're hopeful that we'll have a large turnout for it. The poverty simulation is an opportunity for people to come and really start to understand firsthand what it's like to live in poverty. It's a way to kind of raise awareness, and some of the myths that surround poverty are shown to be myths as people go through this and realize all of the situations, all of the environmental factors that go into living in poverty.
Exactly. And Jamie, when you say the poverty simulation, what all would be involved in making the simulation seem real?
Well, there are approximately 22 volunteers that participate in this simulation, and they serve in a number of capacities, different service providers within the community, banks, financial institutions, all of the very same things that you have within the community that we have to deal with on an ongoing basis, utility companies, that type of thing. And then we have the participants themselves, and they are put into families, and they have a family situation, and the simulation lasts about 2 hours in total, and participants experience a month in poverty as 4 15-minute weeks. So they need to get through each of these 15-minute periods and get through a month in poverty. And their main objectives are to provide the necessities for their families and maintain shelter. And so that's the outcome. So with the scenario that they're given to as a family, they may have someone who is ill in the family. They may have medical expenses. They may have unemployment to deal with. They may have child care that they have to try and factor in, all on a very limited income.
Wow, and it definitely sounds like something that a lot of people around in the listening area and in the smaller communities might be familiar with. So, Jamie, what kind of changes do you hope local communities can make to help their citizens in their towns as far as, like, the outcome from this the simulation?
Well, I will say that it is really a life-changing experience. The first time that I went through a poverty simulation, I felt, you know, personally that I had all of the resources and skills to be able to make this work. I sat down and I started to budget, and I thought, you know, I can do this. I am above the fray here, and I can do this. And I did great for the first 2 weeks. I didn't do so well in the third and the fourth week. And it hit me like a ton of bricks, what it's like to have to wait in line for everything, to just not have the resources available, and to be at the mercy of everyone else around you. So I think it's that type of understanding because, again, we have a tendency to try and blame individuals as opposed to looking at the societal forces that impact these individuals and families. So that's certainly one of the things that we hope to gain as a result of the poverty simulation, that participants will come out and just have a different understanding of what it's like for families in poverty. And then secondly, we're hoping that they'll be able to realize that as a community, we can form coalitions and we can impact change. We can make a difference. If we all work together, we roll up our sleeves, we can make a difference in our little part of the world, and we can make it better. And that when we strengthen everyone in the community as a whole thrives. And so it's imperative that we are inclusive and that we work for everyone in that community.
Agreed 100%. I absolutely agree with you because it sounds like it like you said, definitely a life-changing experience. And, you know, when, you know, people start realizing that no one is above anyone else, you know, it makes it easier for people to work together and say, oh, well, you need a helping hand here. Let me, you know, give you a hand and help you out with this. You know, it just sounds like it's something that too many people take for granted. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you should do this, you should do that. Well, you know, when you're in the poverty simulation, you're saying to yourself, I should do this, I should do this. And you can't because situations and circumstances just simply don't allow for it. It's like, you know, maybe there's something more here. And maybe we need to do something more than just say you should. It's not a we-they situation. It's us.
Exactly. So, Jamie, as far as this poverty simulation goes, when and where is it going to be, and is there any cost to attend?
No, there is no cost to attend. It's Tuesday, October 21st at 5:30 at Higginsville High School, and we can accommodate up to 80 people. So we are really hoping that people will turn out in mass to try and understand this and to begin to work to strengthen their communities. There's no admissions fee, as I said, but we do ask that maybe people bring a donation of socks, gloves, mittens, a blanket, something that will help tide some of these families through the colder months.
Exactly, and that was going to be one of my next questions. Is, as far as the sock and warmth drive, as I believe it is called, do all of the donations received, do those all stay local within maybe Lafayette County or the surrounding communities?
Absolutely. They will all be distributed in Lafayette County.
Okay, and as far as the simulation, do participants need to RSVP if they're going to be coming to this event?
Well, you know, we would encourage them to RSVP because it's a little bit of a complicated process to put on. And so when we have some idea of how many people that are going to be coming, we know how many families and things like that we need to set up for the poverty sim. So we would strongly suggest that people RSVP or get a hold of the Family Resource Center in Higginsville or in Lafayette County. However, if they show up the night of the event because they weren't able to RSVP, then absolutely, everyone is welcome.
All right. And one quick little side note, as far as the Missouri Valley Community Action Agency goes, for those who may not know, what is that organization all about?
The Missouri Valley Community Action Agency is an agency that we are actually celebrating our 50th anniversary this year. And we serve seven county region here in Mid-Missouri. And our focus is to engage communities, to focus resources, and to help families help themselves, to help them so that they have the resources that they can move towards economic self-sufficiency.
Sounds like a great organization indeed. It's awesome to know that there's, you know, people like you out there that, you know, do this for, you know, on a daily basis. So that's awesome. I totally commend you guys on that one. That's absolutely amazing.
Thanks.
So, all right, Jamie, before I let you go, is there anything else that you can think of that you would like to add about maybe the Missouri Valley Community Action Agency or about the Socket to Poverty simulation or maybe any other events that might be coming up in the near future?
Well, I know that in Carroll County, we are going to be looking at doing a 5K run, kind of raising awareness to poverty for that 5K. And I'm not sure the exact date that's scheduled, but certainly we can get back to you, and hopefully we can get that out to the public. In Ray County, we have an after hours coming up on November 6th with the Chamber of Commerce. So actually, there are a lot of things that people should be looking for. As I said, this is our 50th anniversary for Missouri Valley Community Action Agency, and so throughout this year, we're going to be looking at the return on investment that community action makes within our area, economically and from a human standpoint. So we've got lots of things coming your way, and hopefully we'll have lots of people sitting up and paying attention, taking notice.
All right, Jamie, and one last question from me. What is the phone number that people can call for the Missouri Valley Community Action Agency?
They can call 660-886-7476, and that will bring them into our main corporate office.
All right. So, Jamie, all right, we are done recording here, and I just want